Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here for another Wednesday. It is July the 14th, 2010. And we got a big show tonight because the aftermath continues. G20, Toronto, the thousands of people took to the streets near Queen's Park on the weekend on Saturday, and they marched to sites of the security zone. I was there. And we'll have a report on the protest as well as interviews that will segue into the other main topic of this summer for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and that's the upcoming municipal election in Toronto. So coming up in this October, Toronto's going to be voting for a new mayor. Well, tonight we've got a few of the candidates for mayor. I spoke with Jaime Syed and Sonny Young, and they were both at the Civil Liberties March. And also tonight, I'm hoping to clear the air here on CKLN with a segment called Reasoning Conspiracy. And the conspiracy tonight is my name, Daniel Libby. That's right, Word of Mouth Wednesday, Word Up. We'll be back here 7 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned, Word of Mouth. This is your political news, activism, and interviews, a few music breaks, and more. We even have a few events listings at the end of the show. So stay tuned, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be right back on the show, and please listen to CKLN 88.1 FM. Word up.
People were illegally detained as people were assaulted physically and sexually, harassed and intimidated, under siege in their homes and workplaces, followed and surveilled. We are angry and we will continue to be angry. David Miller, the city councillors, Bill Blair, Julian Fantino, and their bosses in the Integrated Security Unit, McGinty, Harper, everyone who is calling for Toronto to forget, for Toronto to enjoy its summer, they must know that we will not be silenced about this.
Word up. So those were some words from the rally. The Civil Liberties Now rally took place on Saturday. And there's a lot of people out, so it was good to see a lot of people out on the weekend on Saturday talking about the G20. You know, with the more information that keeps coming out, it gets more absurd by the day. All the stuff that's happened and that I guess that is currently happening in terms of the cover up of what happened during that 3-day span. Of the actual G20. Well, you know, the Civil Liberties Now, and that was the main message of the march, and the people leading the march had a huge banner, said Civil Liberties Now, painted on it. And there's also, you know, even I even got some flyers, they were even handing out flyers during the Saturday, promoting another rally for this Saturday at Queen's Park. So we'll have more information on that, too. But maybe just to start off the show here today, and I just want to thank Victor Baines Marshall again as well for hosting the Middle Passage before us. Always a great show, some great music and interviews. They can hear 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Well, here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we get into a bit more into the politics side of things. And that's why Jaime Syed is a great lead interview for the show, because Jaime Syed, I've seen at a lot of the activist rallies and stuff, but he's also a candidate for mayor. So in this interview, we'll get into the topics of the G20, even a bit into the campaign for mayor. So this was recorded on Saturday at the rally. G20, you know, calling for civil liberties now, calling for a public inquiry. Here is Jaime Syed. Word up, we're at the Civil Liberties protest. This is Daniel Libby here reporting for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we got a guest joining me here. Do you feel like introducing yourself?
My name is Jaime Syed, and I'm a candidate for mayor of the City of Toronto, the people's mayor.
For real, and this whole event seems to be revolving around the events that took place a few weeks ago at the G20 meetings that took place here in Toronto. What's your response, or what do you think about what happened during the G20 meeting?
I think what today is about is that we're here to say we can walk near any damn fence we feel like in the City of Toronto. And 2 weeks ago, we were lied to because we thought we couldn't do that. So 2 weeks ago, there was a wall or something was here, because most people never actually saw it. They weren't allowed to just come and look. They were lied to. They were misinformed. There's many, many more questions about 2 weekends ago. So actually, anything that I say is probably incomplete. And that's why we're here, because we need the complete picture.
And to get the complete picture here, if I zoom out a bit, we can see some large letters here, G20 Inquiry.
What's this all about?
This is a way to bring people together in making their own inquiry. So through the march in the downtown core, different people alternated holding the letters. So the people were holding their own inquiry. Yes, it's a little bit of art, but sometimes you need to use art to talk about something very serious. And what is serious, we need a public inquiry. It is something beyond the level of municipal government to hold that. It must be done at least at the provincial level, if not the federal government level. We have a provincial election coming up next year after the Toronto one, and hopefully I am the people's mayor, and I will keep fighting for those answers, and we will get the full picture.
For real, and you're mentioning some different levels of government, but I'm wondering about municipal government, the local government here, and as the people's mayor, I guess, what are some of your policies? How's the mayor race going?
I think it's going very well. All this social media, Twitter, Facebook, people are actually over-socialed. How I'm campaigning? I go meet the people. I send a lot of tweets, but I'm actually just meeting the people as much as possible. And I tell them, if you like what you've learned, tell 2 or 3 people. I'm not raising millions of dollars, because I can't, but I can raise a toonie here, $5, $10, $15, $20. That's making a difference. It made a difference today, and it's going to make a difference for the next 4, 8, 12, 16 years. Who knows? As long as the people want a people's mayor, they'll have me. Thank you.
And I guess let's say you get elected. We're counting down to the voting on in October. I believe it's October 25th, 2010. So let's say if you are mayor, Mr. Syed, what would happen? I guess if they were looking to host the G20 in Toronto, if you were mayor, or would you allow it? You know,
I guess I just have to kick their ass. Thank you. Never again. End of non-discussion. No G20 in Toronto.
And we're hoping for this public inquiry. I guess, what would be your hope, I guess, or what would you like to get out of this inquiry?
Answers.
Is there any questions that you would bring to the mind of the audience? I guess if they don't know, if people are listening to this and they don't know what happened at the G20 weekend, is there any questions you're looking for specifically?
Our current mayor, David Miller, was only given 15 minutes notice, actually, when Prime Minister Harper in Beijing announced the City of Toronto would be hosting the G20. He made that decision, the Prime Minister did, then he called Mayor Miller 15 minutes before the announcement. Then the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament. So actually, the City of Toronto had no one to communicate with at the federal level of government, and the federal government had no mandate to communicate with the city because Parliament was prorogued. So there was no arrangements that were able to be put into, to begin the process even. When March came around, between March and June of this year, it was a very condensed amount of time for the city to communicate what the federal government wanted us to do, what the communication lines of communication between the various levels of police and law enforcement were. This was an ad hoc, slapped together, last minute ISU integrated God knows what unit. So it's not fair that this got dumped on the incumbent mayor. It's not fair that the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament after dumping the G20 meeting to our current mayor's doorstep with only a 15-minute warning call, a heads up, and it's like, oh, sorry, you have 3 months less to organize because you're not able to talk to us because I don't have a mandate from Parliament to actually talk to you. So it's disgusting, disappointing. We need answers, and we need this to never, ever happen again. thank you.
For real, yeah, and thanks for speaking with us today. And if people out there listening want to follow your campaign, I guess, how can people follow you?
On Twitter, Himi Syed, HIMYSYED. My website, October25.ca. I own the date. Thank you.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Stay tuned for the elections. October 25th, 2010. Toronto is going to be electing a new mayor, and then each area of Toronto is going to be electing new city councillors. Well, Himi Syed is available to be found on Twitter. Actually, he's been doing a lot of Twittering, because our tweets, as they're called, because I checked out his Twitter, and he's been keeping on that. And then after I got to speak with him a bit too after I recorded that interview, he was mentioning that about how he had been Twittering all throughout the whole G20. The other site you can search for him for a few of his campaign issues is October25.ca. October25.ca. Because he's got the date. And October 25th is when the election is going to be taking place. And it's about 7:14 p.m. here on Word of Mouth Wednesday. And made it through into the station against all odds. Flat tire on the bike, hot day in the summer. But I made it in, and we got a packed show. We're going to be getting into a big topic still within the community is the G20 here downtown. The downtown core was transformed, and you know, Toronto is not the same. Check out Press for Truth. Check out The Real News. Check out Toronto Media Co-op. Stay tuned to CKLN and other community radio to find out info on what the latest developments with this whole situation. And also check out music, because music, there's a lot of artists coming out now with G20-related tracks, or they were coming out before the whole summit began. We interviewed Test Their Logic, one of the rap acts. Well, another rapper to look out for is 4D. 4D's got a track called Whose Streets Are Streets. We're going to listen to that right now. G20, word up. CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto. Word of mouth.
We had enough of this G20. We had enough of Dalton. We had enough of Harper. Time to get rid of him. What the hell is this country coming to? We let the select few act like we dumb fools. 1.3 bill to control the black talk, then justify the actions of spending because of black bloc. Now the people ain't feeling that here. HST G20 secret laws all this year. I think it's time we let them know that they tactics ain't working. No more wool over the eyes of the class that are working. The media only showing what they want us to see. So we have to press for the truth where the knowledge is free. Grab your copies of basics, drop a toonie for fight back. Papers of the people, it's our people that write that. This ain't 86, Fort Pickens, Geronimo. We need to expose the truth, 2010 to Guantanamo. Abuse of power situations and the torture plenty. So come together and your huff G20. We need to take the city back, they don't treat us as equal. For this issue, all power to the people. They be the protesters singing No Canada, our home and native land, but they really no fan of us. They handle us in an attempt to dismantle us. No cops researching women, probably got it on camera. Secret laws passed by Dalton, villainous ways. They increase police presence, it's a military state. Public Works Protection Act is a joke. Empowers cops and rent-a-cops to harass our working folk. Our city's cowards rolling masks, rubber bullets and tear gas. But the roots hold the blade of the grass. Catch the metaphor, brothers and sisters. It's time to organize and realize that the system dismissed us. My people getting enraged, locked up in a cage. The hood is just a trap for us. TCHC is a flop, just a front for the cops. No repairs, bad bugs up in the mattress. City back, they don't treat us as equal. for this ish. Hold all power to the people. Bish, this grind time and people ain't recession proof. We victims of the system, brainwashing from a youth. They trying to hold us down, putting cops in our schools. Can't pay for textbooks, but they can pay a pig or two. You see, the politics are holding us down. There's no social change when liberals and the PC around. So we need change, but where's the Obama for me? We still got youth in the streets who ain't got nothing to eat. They bail out banks in the industries. No power to the people, even though we can't vote. They never treat us as we equal. So what do we do when the system, corruption and lies? They give tax cuts to the rich and higher taxes for the little guys. They make cuts to the library centers and schools and put more pigs in the sty. They trying to play us for fools. They tear down the social housing to put up condos. Take out the no frills and price drops and put up a longos. But this ain't no surprise. History shall repeat it. We need to revolutionize and leave the system defeated. I can't take this no more. No more carrying on. So I go ayah to the Zion and fire upon our Babylon. We need to take the city back. They don't treat us as equal. Enough of this ish. Hold all power to the people.
Whose streets? Those were the kind of chants. Whose streets? Our streets were one of the chants that you could hear throughout the city, throughout the march that went from Queens Park down to Queen and Spadina, the site of the notorious kettling drill that, you know, even I was trapped in that one. A few hundred people got trapped in a surrounded by the riot cops. I luckily was not arrested with the those plastic twist tie type of wrist cuff things that they were using. That they were taking people out of the kettling drill, different people, and doing something they call processing, which I guess some of the people were then arrested and taken to the Eastern Detention Center. Other people were let go. I was with the group of, you know, there's at least 100 of us that were just, they just said, everyone's allowed to walk north. If you don't walk north, you'll be arrested. That was around 10 p.m. on the Sunday. So anyways, the march on last week, you know, not talking about, I'm talking about the kettling drill that took place on the Sunday of the G20, which was the end of June. But then last week, there had just been a march that marched from Queens Park to that location, and then the march sat, a bunch of the people sat down in the intersection. It was a take back the intersection, or that's how Judy Rebick phrased it. Judy Rebick and Sid Ryan were in the truck that was like leading the march. Well, here's a taste of the rally. This right here is Judy Rebick, one of the organizers of the rally, introducing politician MPP Andrea Horwath.
Our next speaker is Andrea Horwath, the leader of the Ontario New Democratic Party, the only politician in this country to stand up against these abuses of civil liberty.
Was the words from the rally that took place on Saturday, July the 10th, Civil Liberties Now, and you heard Judy Rebick in that clip say that Andrea Horwath is the was the only politician to speak out against these police, you know, the police actions and the amount of people that were detained over the weekend of the G20. And so that was just a bit of her speech there. And we've got another interview to play here. And this interview here was also recorded on Saturday, July the 10th, at the Civil Liberties Now rally. And it was with a candidate. See, there's candidates that are speaking out on this, and some of the candidates are for mayor speaking out on this, and one of them is Sonny Young. And Sonny Young, I got to speak with after I had interviewed Hemi Syed. I actually I was looking around, and I noticed Sonny Young was sitting nearby when because the actual whole march ended up ending at the site of the summit, actually, right in front of Metro Convention Center with the CBC across from it. So somewhere around there, I saw Sonny Young sit. I was like, hey, Sonny, you want to do an interview? And he said, yeah, because he was at the G20 in support of the Civil Liberties Now protest. And here is an interview with the mayor candidate, Sonny Young.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at the G20 Civil Liberties Rally. And we've got a special guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name's Sonny Young. I'm a mayoral candidate. I'm concerned about what's happening with the police force. Well, that's why I think it's great that 5,000 people came out today, because a lot of this is Stephen Harper's fault. He shouldn't have picked Toronto, and he put Mr. Blair in a tough situation. I suspect the OPP was involved in the brutality that we saw, but we can't do anything now because Fantino is stepping down this August 1st. So hopefully there'll be an independent and public inquiry into seeing what happened, because $1.2 billion was spent on this show. So get people interested. Get them out to participate in the upcoming election. Thank you.
For real. And, you know, with this, we're at July 10th today. So this whole G20 took place a few weeks ago. Did you attend any of the G20 protests, or did you see anything that concerned you at the G20?
I was at the G20 on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. I wasn't physically down here where there used to be barriers, but I marched with feminists on the Friday to address issues about poverty and investing in women and children. Saturday was the labor march at Queen's Park. It was raining, so my feet got wet. And I avoided the weird situation down on Queen Street and got out when things started to get rough. I was also at Spadina and Bloor on the Sunday when the police kind of boxed in a lot of the bicyclists who wanted to ride around the city. So fortunately, I wasn't penned in on the Sunday night when they brought in like about 5,000 police forces from Huntsville and rotated them into the city. So I don't know, it was a lot of wasted money. A lot of officers were just standing around in the shade making 40, 50 bucks an hour. So once again, they need to look at where the money was spent.
For real. And you know, I was one of the guys actually penned in there, kettled in on that Sunday. And I know that this is the similar detentions, or even more extreme detentions, happened to over 1,000 people, they're saying. Are you supporting the demand for the public inquiry?
I wholly support the demand for the public inquiry. I think that too much money is actually being spent on policing now, and the crime rate overall is going down. So once again, Bill Blair said things that were not true or factually incorrect, so I don't think it's fair that he passed the buck onto the province or the ISU, the Integrated Security Unit. And even Dal McGuinty's trying to pass the buck from the provincial viewpoint onto the federal government and the ISU, so we'll have to see who made up the Integrated Security Unit, given that there were police forces from all over Canada who are now outside of Toronto and may have participated in some brutality towards demonstrators and protesters.
For real. And we're talking about a lot of politics, but I'm wondering about the local political scene and the race for mayor. How's the campaign going?
It's going well. Giorgio Mammoliti dropped out earlier this week, so they might focus on different issues like poverty reduction, housing, and so forth, because he was a bit of a distraction, and he'll probably win his Ward 7 seat. He's up against 8 other candidates, so there'll be vote splitting. I believe there's now 31 mayoral candidates in the race. Another couple candidates dropped out, so overall, there'll probably be like 40-something by Election Day, so it's a wait-and-see process.
For real. And we're speaking with Sonny Young here. How can people find out more info on your campaign or follow you during this race?
They could go to my website, www.sonnyyeung.com, sonnyyoung.com.
Word of mouth. Word up, CKLN. We're back here on the show. And that was just an interview with Sonny Young recorded at the Civil Liberties Now protest that took place on Saturday at the end of the protest. And Sonny Young is a candidate for mayor. You can check out sonnyyoung.com. Sonnyyoung.com, he updates it pretty much daily. And, you know, lots of info on there. And then you can also check out his platforms or his issues that he's looking to get into the campaigning about. So there's a lot more information there, you know. And with this whole G20, there's some other websites you might want to check out, like G20inquiry.org. G20inquiry.org for information on the inquiry. And then I guess if you have information, they're looking for accounts and people to send stuff in with their experiences at the G20. And then another one that I noticed on a sign, there was actually people walking around with a lot of people had signs on at the rally on Saturday, but one of the signs stood out because it said Black Bloc, Black Op. Black Bloc, Black Op, and then it gave a website at the bottom, torontog20exposed.blogspot.com, and Toronto G20 Exposed, the Blogspot is exposing or has information that has been exposed during the Toronto G20 involving, you know, some of the things that could be part of this major cover-up that's going on. Now, we're talking about a lot of politics. We're talking about the race for mayor, which is coming up. And even last week, we had another candidate that we interviewed for mayor, Selwyn Firth. And I got that show is actually archived on Radio for All, in case you missed it. You can check out radio4all.net to find the Word of Mouth archives. And then there's lots of other archives. I think the Rude Awakening host, Black Krishna, is posting a lot of archives of his shows, and then OCAP Radio Fridays. And then, you know, there's lots of good CKLN content on there, and then lots of other just community radio content if you're ever on the internet looking for stuff. So you could check it there, you know. And it was an interesting show last week, just because it was the first time I had ever recorded a show from the studio too, because there's some technical work being done in this studio, the main broadcast studio, which I'm broadcasting from now. So, you know, might have sounded a bit different, but I think it all worked out all right. In the end, there was one part where I thought it was pretty funny, but it sounded definitely sounded a bit weird. Was at the end of the show, because at the end of the show, the computer in Studio 2 is a bit set up a bit different than this one, so that the stuff on the computer in Studio 2, if I play it, I can hear it at all times, even if the soundboard's not on. So I was listening to the theme music of the song at the end of the show as I'm yelling at the events or reading out the events, but I had my, because the sound was so loud in my ears, I was like yelling it out just because I thought it was so loud. And then I get home and check the archive, and then the archive it doesn't have the music, so it just has me yelling. But I fixed it in the archive for the online archive. So if you ever download it now, it'll sound better than it probably sounded on air. But anyways, we are on air broadcasting live right now. It's about 7:31 p.m. Just going to get back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. But first, just going to play a quick track here. It's a track called Systems of Dementia, and it's by 95.6. The artist 95.6, Word of Mouth Wednesday, Systems of Dementia. Stay tuned. Reasoning Conspiracy.
Everybody in attendance. Dance to the mayhem flag, planks in the matrix. Tracks in the mainframe, run around naked. Anthems of hatred, tracks is all backwards. Facts full of cake mix, smiles full of fakeness. Play dead and take hits, lost in the changes. Cogs in the clockwork, slaves to this nonsense. Chalked in since first grade, till my last birthday. Riddle in the wordplay, nostalgia for. System of dementia, June till September. God till November, never ever ever. You can sing along, don't chat and just pretend to understand, no, this is not meant for. Rambles of a madman, sail to never never land and pan. This labyrinth of lost hopes, dreams of false torch, maze to broken tunnels, trying to find where I came from. But it's just the same song, erect to Sri Lanka. Back to the burbs, tracks full of red rum. Murder in the first. Everyone's attention, everyone's attention, everyone's attention. Everyone attended, everybody attended. Everyone's attention, everyone's attention. Everyone's attention, everybody in it. Yo, I'ma dance to the mayhem, plant plants in this matrix. While you walk through the mainframe, I'ma run around naked. Anthems of hatred, tracks talk backwards. Your facts full of cake mix and your smiles full of fakeness. Play dead and take it, now we're lost in the changes. Cogs in the clockwork, slaves to this nonsense. Chalked in since first grade, until my last birthday. I'm riddling the wordplay. I got nostalgia for a system of dementia. From June till September, I'm gone till November. Never ever ever, you can sing along or chant and just pretend to understand, no, this is not meant for ramblings of a madman. Sail to never neverland and pan this labyrinth of lost hopes, dreams and false starts. Maze through broken tunnels trying to find where I came from, but it's just the same song all around the world. Iraq to Sri Lanka and back to the birds. Tracks full of red rum, graph wise in 95, murder in the first.
Then from the mistakes of the past yet.
Yo, I think you need to fly, homie, dream on. I hold it down, no doubt. Well, everything you rhyme about is pre-planned and weighed out, played out, incorporated and sold out. You pressing records, trying to build a fan base, selling t-shirts while no one cares about the rhymes you wrote in the first place. You buying $100 shoes but ain't even ran your first race. Dog, I listen to your album and it's third rate. No doubt, record deals gas you up for reals. You need to feel the fame, it's a shame till you can even recognize the game. Now those $100 shoes is worn out, and your style is last year before you figured it out. You sold out, running out of time and just about out of luck. Record another album but nobody gives a mother what? Parent label drops you in cold blood, no doubt. Quit thinking you can fly, I'll hold it down, no doubt.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. Back here on the show, you're just listening to some sounds from 95.6, the artist 95.6. Recording track there, Systems of Dementia. Kind of track makes me think a bit about Michael Jackson, because you know, there's more words in the paper I'm seeing every day. Actually, just as I was walking up to the station, I got people on the street corners handing out it's sort of like a newspaper. It looks almost more like a magazine. I think they call it Tonight, the newspaper. And so I flicked through it. The articles are really short. I noticed one of them talking about how the state of California is considering making the Never Neverland Ranch a state park. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. I think they've got a state. One of the people in the legislature is trying to get that to go through. You know, just one interesting thing to think about. But you know, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff, because with all this, the things that have been going on locally with the G20, and the G20 is sort of an international issue, but it's, you know, it's affecting locally in terms of, you know, activism and what really happened. You know, that I've been focusing on that I've been, you know, so I haven't actually caught everything that's been going on in the world. And one of the topics I got into briefly at the end of the show last week is still a hot topic, because there's a lot more questions than there are answers. And this is a topic that revolves around the world of espionage and spies, global spies. And it was brought up by the head of CSIS, Richard Fadden. Richard Fadden made some controversial comments on CBC. We played some clips last week of Richard Fadden under the questioning of the Commons Committee on Security. Well, Here's another one of those clips. Here's another one of Richard. Here's just another clip of Richard Fadden, the head of CSIS, trying to explain what he's concerned about in terms of foreign influence.
You said there is merit CSIS being more open about the threats to our national security. And yes, what CSIS does is to prosecute an inherently secretive mandate. How do you reconcile these two seemingly irreconcilable differences?
I think that what CSIS, Mr. Chairman, has to do in secret is our investigations, our inquiries, our tradecraft, the information that we share with foreign countries. That has to be done in secret. And I think over the years, CSIS has demonstrated that it can do that very effectively. That does not mean, though, I think, that we cannot talk in general terms, as can the government, about threats to the security of Canada, be they espionage or terrorism or whatnot. So, yes, there's a line there that has to be drawn, and sometimes it's not easy to know exactly where to draw it. But the larger part of our activities, of our operations, must remain secret. But that doesn't mean that we can't talk in general about threats and the people that we're dealing with.
So that you're hearing a bit about the things that must be kept secret in CSIS. Now, CSIS, you'd figure, is one of the most secretive organizations because they are, you know, they're supposed to be the spies of Canada, looking into, you know, trying to protect Canada from the influences from attacks from outside of Canada. Or, you know, who knows if they're operating within Canada, because I know I've heard, former Governor Jesse Ventura talking about how he knows that the CIA is operational inside of America, even though the CIA was founded to be America's, you know, global force. So anyways, this whole topic, though, gets into a lot of different issues. And the main one that's I'd like to talk about here in this segment that I'm going to call Reasoning Conspiracy is the idea of secrets. And at the high levels, at the highest level of government, you know, I'd expect there to be secrets. And we just went through a G20 meeting, a secret meeting of the 20 world leaders, where they produce a 4-page communique at the end of the meeting. But some people even say that that 4 pages was written way in advance. If you consider that, then it basically is a secret meeting. Anyways, the reason that I prefaced the Reasoning Conspiracy about my name in the intro of the whole show is because a lot of the reason why I got involved with this radio station has to do with a conspiracy involving someone with the same last name as me. Now, when I started doing research, a bit more research into the war in Iraq, I found out that the basis of the war in Iraq and the lies that the war in Iraq were based on are let me just say that I found out about the basis of the war in Iraq, the evidence that they were going to use being a lie. I found out about that when I saw a headline in the newspaper that said Libby is guilty. And this was in reference to Scooter Libby, who was the assistant of Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was the vice president of the United States under George W. Bush. And they said that Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's Dick Cheney. So he would be like the top assistant of Dick Cheney. And then the other people say that it was a big cover-up, this scandal with Scooter Libby, that actually he was just covering for Karl Rove and Dick Cheney, that this went way up the ladder. But anyways, Scooter Libby was the highest-ranked official to get in trouble for the fact that the war in Iraq is based on lies. And that is because he was found to have perjured his testimony in relation to leaking the name of a spy, Valerie Plame, who was working in Africa, in Niger, I believe, And they were trying to create false evidence, the senior officials and British officials, about Saddam Hussein buying uranium, or the yellow cake, the stuff that's used to make the nuclear bombs, from this country in Africa, Niger. And it was false. And this Valerie Plame was trying to get the real word out, was trying to warn the nation that this was being made up. This would never happened, and Saddam didn't have this yellow cake from Niger for the purpose of making the weapons of mass destruction, so-called weapons of mass destruction. Well, anyways, after that all came out, I felt really bad, because I thought, you know, that takes away, my last name, being clean, I could say, you know, and who knows what has gone on beyond generations past with people with the same last name. And this is sort of where I get into the fact that I think who you are as a person is more important than, you know, what your name is, you know, because you can't be judged by what other people with the same last name as you have done. But the conspiracy aspect for me was not only that it was lies, and not only that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have died because of this invasion of Iraq based on lies, but also that when I did research into who this man was, Scooter Libby, I found out that his first name wasn't Scooter when he was born. I think it was actually Irving. But then I also found out that his last name wasn't Libby. His last name was Leibowitz, and it had been changed. He had changed both his first name and his last name. So right there, I started thinking, you know, maybe this guy himself is a spy. You know, what's this guy's real identity? You go into research, and there is some articles, some theories that he was a spy. That he had worked for the Mossad of Israel, but and then also that when he had lived in Japan, I guess as a younger man, that he had wrote some controversial book, and there was a few other things that he had been involved with the guy. I believe his name was Mark Rich, some sort of an arms dealer from the, they had a big scandal in the 90s. Anyways, Scooter Libby. When I found out his last name, when I got into this whole political thing, you know, I decided, after I found out all this stuff was happening, I decided that it would be good to get to try to support activism more than I had been, you know, because I'd always been hoping for peace, but I decided that, you know, there's a lot of things that are more important than, you know, myself being famous or being a filmmaker or whatever. Anyways, I thought it'd be great to just try to promote activism with what I do in the media, because I'd always wanted to work in the media, and the war's still going on in Iraq, which is a sad thing, because I know Barack Obama was talking about in the campaign in 2008, was talking about how it was a wrong war and that the war should be wrapped up. And then he got into office and decided that, or he made some statement that after getting the security briefing, his opinion had changed. So the war in Iraq continues. And you can find a lot of information on the war in Afghanistan, because it's greatly increasing right now. And they're now attacking in Pakistan with the drone planes. So that front is getting a lot more attention than what's going on in Iraq, that's still going on in Iraq. So that's just a bit about me, a bit about my history. And I'm just saying this as a preface, because the reasoning conspiracy, this is where we veer into the realm of conspiracy. When I heard my name mentioned on the radio archive from Black Krishna's Rude Awakening Tuesday, and it was the controversial caller who is one of the most controversial callers you'll have, and I And he mentioned me when he was speaking of Black Krishna, and I've got the clip here. And, well, this is, I think he's sometimes known as Dave Too. But anyways, here is his warning. He warns Black Krishna, BK, about, who do you think? Daniel Levy.
But it is interesting how, you know, it is selective enforcement.
Yes. And one last thing, BK.
Please.
You better watch out for that Daniel Levy guy. You know why? I heard he's in touch with your nemesis, Greg Duffel. He sends regular emails to him, so you better watch behind your back about that guy.
Well, you know what? I thank you so much for your time, Kyle. I appreciate that. Look, I Daniel and I are good friends, so I don't even know what that's about.
All right, so that was just a quick clip there of what I heard yesterday, and I'm just here trying to clear the air here in this segment. That this Dave Too character, whoever this guy is, with a very distinct voice, is actually not completely correct when he's saying that. That I'm not actually in regular email contact with the man that he mentioned, but I have emailed him. And that was actually in reference to some things that I had heard on the weekend on a different show on CKLN. But, you know, one message that I send on the weekend is definitely not regular emails. Secondly, he's also misinformed about having to warn BK that he's got to watch his back, because I'm not in that kind of habit. I'm not, especially with all the stuff that I was saying, you know, with... Let's say if I've decided that, you know, one of the worst people in recent American political history is this character Scooter Libby, I'm not going to be trying to try to do those kind of tactics. So I'm not looking to stab anybody in the back. So and I consider Black Krishna a friend, and you know, I support the Toronto Truth Seekers, and I know he was one of the founders of that group. So I think that this. Character, or you know, these words are not totally true, and you know, and if I did have a problem with Black Krishna or anybody else, you don't have to watch your back. More or less, watch your front, because my if I ever, you know, was worried or annoyed with anything, I would try to come out with it. You know, I'm not trying to hide behind any, you know. And this character, Dave Too, who you know, I'm not sure if he's hiding, because I know he listens to a lot of this radio station, but I do know that his number doesn't come up when he calls in, so nobody knows who's calling in. But he did call in a few months ago, and we did let him on the air, and it was in our show on when Adam Giambrone left the mayor race, and that was a major thing that happened in the mayor race. You know, and he sort of, this is the one time that of the times that he's called in that I could say that, that I heard him bring into the philosophical element something that I could believe in. Here is where he talks about politicians. This was in reference to Adam Giambrone, but it applies to all politicians, I believe. Just check this quickly.
People can turn it on and off, like people are suggesting that politicians can turn it on and off. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess that's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Hey, you're welcome.
So, can politicians turn it on and off? Can people turn it on and off? Or are you yourself at all times? Well, those are the kind of things we're wondering about here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And we do have a caller here, but I think I might take that one off air after the show, because it's getting a bit sketchy to be taking callers, especially when you know, when certain things can't be said, and you know, we're only trying to support here on you know, on in terms of the community, we're only trying to support the community. So you know, in terms of how this, you know, how this could all wrap up, or what he was talking about, turning it on and off, you know, that brings it into the whole aspect of the media and the whole aspect of people you know, not being who they are. And, you know, I know a lot of people change their names as well. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with changing your name. And so, you know, so that's why I'm not against Squirrel Libby for the fact that he changed his name. It just gets weird. It just gets weird when you think about it. Because a lot of actors change their name. For instance, one of the people I think is one of the funniest people and one of the best people for in terms of getting the mass population to know about politics is actually Jon Stewart. And I was checking out a bit about Jon Stewart, and then I found out that Jon Stewart's real name was actually John Leibowitz. So that's, you know, that's just another interesting parallel there, considering that was Scooter Libby's original last name as well. Well, my original last name is Daniel Libby. That's my last name still, but sometimes I'm known as Danny Liberty. I'll sign my name on a few videos I got on Toronto Truth Seekers, because I figured when I joined Toronto Truth Seekers, I might as well, if I'm going to stand for something, I could put that in my name. So I chose Liberty because I think it's an important thing, you know, liberty, freedom, justice. And it was a Civil Liberties Now rally that took place. And one of the chants.
Bill Blair's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Bill Blair's got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
Bill Blair's got
to go. Did you hear that one?
Hey,
that's
hey.
The chant ho, ho. That they're trying to, they're saying Bill Blair has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. And that is, so this is a controversial clip and a controversial chant. And this is a few thousand people. I estimated about 2,000. They said about 1,000 in the paper. I figured it was about 2,000. People there, though, said they would. They thought it was like 5,000. So imagine that, thousands of people chanting Bill Blair's got to go while surrounded by the cops, or bike cops that had been guiding the whole march down. You know, they're the ones that walk around with the bikes and shut down the streets as the march moved through Toronto. Now, Bill Blair is being questioned because of the things that took place at the G20. And there are, you know, we've talked about some of the ridiculous arrest stories, and, you know, a lot of them are really serious and, you know, really sad. And you can see clips on YouTube. I think the Toronto Mobilized channel has got a whole playlist of all the most controversial arrest videos of people being arrested or detained. And, you know, there's more info getting out always in terms of what's coming next. I don't know, but it seems like since they announced that there would be another rally coming up this Saturday, we could be seeing a summer of rallies unless they do call the public inquiry, which, you know, I guess I don't want to totally lose hope on. Because I've seen thousands of people on this take to the streets calling for it, but they're saying that the poll of the average Canadians didn't mind the police response in the G20 and the political officials. Well, it seems like Andrea Horwath of the NDP, the Ontario NDP, seems to be one of the only parties that have come out against it. I think one of the politicians in Quebec Solidaire, I think he's an MPP in Quebec, helped to pay for the bail for one of the Montreal activists that had just gotten out on bail. A lot of these people that you're finding, if you're at all curious about who these people are that they're saying are being released on bail this week, a lot of them had been organizers of the rally, and a bunch of them, I think, were even arrested even before the whole rally took place. So I don't know how they could be accusing them of the violence. You know, the scary part is that they keep on saying that they haven't apprehended the people that actually burnt the cars. So those, you know, the hundreds of people that have been charged. I guess they, you know, I don't know if any of them were charged with the most extreme vandalism that happened on the weekend. But, we do know that over 700 were released without any charges. So, in that case, if there's over 1,000 arrested and over 700 released without any charges, then you know that when this crackdown happened, this major arrest happened, that some authorities were probably just, you know, arresting anyone because there's so many people that hadn't been charged with anything. And then you hear the story about the guy with the prosthetic leg, or you hear about the TTC worker. There was a TTC worker with his uniform that was arrested in uniform. And, you know, there's a whole bunch more stories like that, and I'm sure we're going to get into them. You know, we interviewed Selwyn Firth last week talking about his story. He wasn't even part of the protest. He just saw all the smashed windows on Yonge Street, decided to walk closer to Queen's Park, and they got him somewhere on U of T campus because I guess they had decided that nobody was allowed on U of T campus. So, and I know stories like that from all over Toronto. This wasn't just a U of T area, Queen's Park area thing that was going on. But anyways, we're going to have a lot more. We're going to have a lot more on this probably in the upcoming weeks, and then even more probably on the mayor's race, which is coming up in October, and which our guest last week, Selwyn Firth, a candidate for mayor, and our two interviews this week, Himi Syed and Sonny Young, both candidates. So I wish all three of those guys luck, and I wish all the candidates for mayor luck, especially the other candidates that aren't in the six that the media and the, you know, political establishment has decided to let in all the debates. But we also got a few events to read out. Thanks for listening to the Word of Mouth Wednesday today. It has been our show for July the 14th, 2010. Some events to check out, though, this weekend. Check out on Friday, there's going to be a public forum, Free and Accessible TTC, an open debate and discussion about free and accessible transit in Toronto, organized by the Greater Toronto Workers' Assembly. It's going to take place in the Galbraith Building, room 248 at 35 St. George Street, so on the U of T campus in the Galbraith Building, 35 St. George Street in Toronto, 7 p.m. Friday, July 16th, Free and Accessible TTC. Then on the next day, on the Sunday, 1:30 p.m., it's the big rally, Civil Liberties Day of Action. It's organized by the Canadians advocating political participation because neither the government nor the media should be allowed to bury the abuses against the Canadian civil liberties that took place during the G20 summit in Toronto. That's 1:30 p.m. this Saturday, Queen's Park. Check out CanadaParticipates.ca for the info on this rally, CanadaParticipates.ca. Also, 6:30 on Saturday, July 17th, is a public forum, Resist, Educate, Mobilize, and Organize Against Police Racial Profiling at OISE, room 5170, and that's 252 Bloor Street West, 6:30 p.m. this Saturday, education on and organizing against the racial profiling at OISE this Saturday. But then that's it for us here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. My name's Daniel Libby, and stay tuned for CKLN's blues programming with the blues doctor Julie Hill to cure your music ills. It's the Blue Remedy coming up next on CKLN. Word up, word of mouth, word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around.